Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your shortlist of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/WSJ. That's Indeed.com/WSJ.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Google unveiled a new service called Stadia that lets players, what else, stream video games from, where else, the cloud, without needing any pricey hardware. An elusive feat that could change the way people buy and play games. Talking all about it after these tech headlines. Alphabet's Google was fined $1.7 billion by the European Union for limiting how some websites could display ads sold by its rivals. This is the third antitrust penalty from the bloc since 2017. The latest ruling continues a run of heavy antitrust enforcement from the EU against Google. But the journal says some antitrust experts and Google rivals argue that the relatively narrow decision, along with Google's continued dominance over the last decade, suggests that current antitrust enforcement is too slow to deal with the fast-moving tech giants. Google has said that while it believes it behaved legally with the business at issue in Wednesday's decision, the company ended the alleged anti-competitive behavior to resolve the issue. Facebook is removing age, gender, and zip code targeting for housing, employment, and credit-related ads as part of a settlement with advocacy groups and other plaintiffs. The new actions, just under $5 million in payments, settle five discrimination lawsuits filed by the National Fair Housing Alliance, the Commission Workers of America, among others. Facebook has faced pressure on targeting around such ads for years. It will now add further restrictions on targeting such ads to U.S. consumers. Geographic targets, for example, will have a minimum 15-mile radius from any specific address or city. And the quote-unquote look-alike audience, which lets advertisers try to find Facebook users who resemble the customers they already know, won't incorporate factors such as age, religious views, or Facebook group membership when targeting. And Detroit downloads Tesla's software strategy. Automakers have outfitted new cars with a lot of tech, but their next challenge is to refresh the software remotely, so much so that people don't have to drive to the dealership for updates. Electric car maker Tesla pioneered the concept. Now General Motors, Ford, Toyota, and other traditional automakers are trying to catch up. GM has said it would introduce its first fully updatable vehicle this year. Eventually, things like wireless updates could alter the nature of car ownership by allowing customers to change and enhance the features on the vehicle throughout its life. The Journal's Mike Colias has more from Detroit at WSJ.com. Coming up, the details on Google's new high-end gaming service without a console.
Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your shortlist of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/WSJ. That's Indeed.com/WSJ.
Google has unveiled a new gaming service called Stadia, which will let players stream to their smartphones, tablets, or computers using a Chrome browser, or to a TV using a Chromecast Ultra device. The Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman explains how this could change the way people buy and play video games.
There's a lot less friction to get involved into gaming. So basically what Google is saying is that you could stream games to your smartphone, to your tablet, to your computer using a Chrome browser, or to a TV using a Chromecast Ultra device. And so instead of, you don't need to buy a game on a disc, and not that many people do anymore, and you don't need to sit and wait for hours and hours for a game to download. It's instant. It's right then and there. Theoretically, you would just save yourself a lot of money and time by going in this direction. So for people who don't normally want to plunk down, you know, $300-$400 on a console, they just whip out their phone or their laptop or buy a little Chromecast for their TV and off they go.
Also notable, what we don't know.
We don't know what games are going to be available. There was a teaser of an upcoming Doom game, but that's a pretty old franchise. There was no mention of the tentpoles like Call of Duty or even Fortnite. And the other big question is, what is this going to cost? We don't know if there'll be some sort of fee just to access the service, or if you might pay a subscription fee if you're buying games a la carte. So that is pretty unclear.
You can also expect a brand new studio, which may prove to be a game changer. Sorry.
One interesting thing they did say is that they're starting their own game studio, and that's going to be led by Jade Raymond. And she's a very high-profile figure in the industry, a true veteran who worked on the Assassin's Creed series. So what's interesting is that when you have consoles like the Xbox, you know, they have an exclusive game, Halo, very, very popular game. So that drove a lot of people who are deciding, well, should I get an Xbox or a PlayStation or maybe a Nintendo Switch? And they say, well, if you like Halo, you'll go to that. So in Google creating its own studio, the idea is likely that they'll have some sort of exclusive content, and it's hopefully the kind of content that people really, really want, and then they'll say, I have to get this because I got to play that game. But it's got to be a combination of having great exclusive content, like really popular exclusive content, and also those tentpoles. You have to have the Call of Duties, the Grand Theft Autos, because those are the hit games. And so we just don't know yet about that. And again, we don't know the pricing. So yeah, you're not plunking down hundreds of dollars for a console, but what if this subscription service is very high? We just don't know.
And getting the tech just right has been and will remain key.
So far, it is just very intriguing to know that they've conquered the technology to make streaming possible, or at least that is what they say, because we've seen a demonstration last fall with Assassin's Creed Odyssey, but we haven't seen it yet with a really beefy multiplayer game like Apex Legends, and I'm very curious to see, you know, how that will actually work. Will it really be smooth, or will there be some lag? And certainly if you're a hardcore gamer, or even if you're casual, any sort of delay, it just makes it an unpleasant experience. And sure, if you're a competitive gamer, whew, even a half-second delay, you're like, whoa! So we'll see what happens.
The Journal's Sarah E. Needleman has more at WSJ.com/tech. That's it for the tech news briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.